This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Henin. We have a number of texts we didn't get to last hour. I'm going to try and breeze through a few of those before we have a guest. One of the New Year's resolutions that I have for the program is to bring you more authors. And we're going to try and do that on a regular basis. We have the author of a book called Free to Believe, The Battle Over Religious Liberty in America. And the reason I decided to start with this one in the new year was because of the recent lecture that we received from news organizations and, opinion pages of the various newspapers and magazines about, you can't be for Trump and be a Christian. But that's a form of your religion being under attack. Obviously, it gets much worse, and it is happening to a great degree. And President Trump is very aggressive on this, very, very aggressive on defending religious freedom. So the attack is largely political, as so many things are right now. But anyway, couple of these. So we'll do that, and then we also have Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky. Grand Sky is the park. Park's the wrong word. I guess it's called a park, but it's adjacent to the Grand Forks Air Force Base. It is a, it's like an economic development area where an ecosystem of companies that are building, designing, testing drones for all kinds of uses are happening. There's an FAA test site in North Dakota where they launch from the Grand Forks Air Force Base and Grand Sky, and then use that space. And up there right now is Northrop Grumman and General Atomics. I don't know which particular drone, a Global Hawk or a Predator, was used. We probably already know. I didn't see that detail on the Iranian leader, the general, but it was probably one of those two companies. And they're in North Dakota. And now they're actively finding other ways these can be used on the commercial side. So we're going to talk to Tom Sawyer about that. We have Tom Sawyer as well as Tom Canville, who has himself a company that does this kind of work in the commercial space, ICE RPV Services, Tommy Canville. They'll both join us coming up at 10:30 today on the program as well. Texter says, Burley County Commissioner said they didn't want Bismarck making their decisions. The whole state needs to make this decision. These refugees are not forced into camps. They will move to where they can find the most money. The western part of the state will end up with these people. Does Burley County receive grant money for them, and will they continue to get it when they move across the state? That is a point. I don't think, you're Burley County, and your biggest city is Bismarck. Does that mean, well, I don't want to actually find out what people think because it'll mostly be people in Bismarck? You got to factor that in. In some other way, I don't know. But Scott, the Andrea Mitchells of the world loved global government, not George Washington. Sir Isaac Newton thought John Adams, John Locke, Thomas Jefferson were three of the greatest thinkers of all time. Do you think the media and deep state share that appreciation? It's a very good point. It's a very, very good point. You are a disgrace to your family. You call for citizens and media to be hung. What? Seriously, get a grip. You're fomenting hate and giving voice to would-be terrorists. Hung? Treason? Somebody else say something here that I wasn't aware of? I don't recall.
The caller did. Talked about that. Back in the day, they would have been hung.
Oh, back in the day, but he's not saying go hang them now.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying that.
Well, and, yeah. So you think this person's not talking to me, he's talking to the caller.
Yeah. Yep.
I see. All right.
I would assume.
I hope so, yeah.
I think so,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. We didn't become the land of the free because of our safe spaces, says another texter. It's a good point. Dennis Prager has a movie out about safe spaces. Anybody seen that?
I have. Phenomenal.
Is it?
Phenomenal. Gotta see it.
Is it still here?
It's online, I think.
Oh, I want to see that show.
Go to PragerU. There's details on it, too.
I want to see that for sure. Yeah. All right. So those are a few of the comments. We'll get to a few more as we go throughout the program. Only an hour left, so we better get to it. Our next guest is Luke Goodrich. And Luke is an attorney at the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, where he's won multiple Supreme Court victories for clients, including the Little Sisters of the Poor and Hobby Lobby. Frequently discusses religious freedom on places like Fox News and all networks, and you've seen him in Wall Street Journal and other places as well. And he teaches an advanced course in constitutional law at the University of Utah Law School. Love that. Luke, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me. Great to be here.
I'm really excited about your new book. Is it out now? Can we buy it? I know I got an advanced copy, but is it for sale?
Yes, it is out. It's available wherever books are sold, Free to Believe. You can also find links to all different retailers on my website, lukegoodrich.com.
Beautiful. Well, you've done some incredible work over time, and I know we've dodged a significant a bit of peril in the way of removal of religious freedoms in Obamacare. I want to start there a little bit. I mean, I heard some stories about the what-ifs and what was going to happen until, ultimately some things were reversed on that front. But give me the worst of it. What did the Obama administration, through Obamacare, want to do to religious freedom?
Yeah, there were two big issues about religious freedom under Obamacare. One, you've already mentioned, was the Little Sisters of the Poor and the Hobby Lobby cases that we took up to the Supreme Court. And that was where, under Obamacare, the Obama administration passed a regulation requiring private individuals and employers to use their own health insurance plans to provide drugs that could cause an abortion. And that included the Christian owners of Hobby Lobby and the Little Sisters of the Poor, which are nuns who devote their life to caring for the elderly poor. And so we represented the Green family of Hobby Lobby and the Little Sisters of the Poor in the Supreme Court, saying, surely the most powerful government in the world can find a way to deliver contraception and abortion-causing drugs without using Catholic nuns. And we won those cases in the Supreme Court. But after that, the Obama administration passed another regulation under Obamacare, this time involving what they called transgender rights. And it was a regulation that would require doctors and hospitals across the country to perform gender transition procedures. And these are things like removing healthy organs to help men try to live as women or women try to live as men, deeply controversial medical procedures. And if these doctors and hospitals wouldn't perform those procedures, they would be deemed to be guilty of discrimination and suffer government penalties because of that. So that was another major threat to religious freedom under Obamacare, and we sued the Obama administration on behalf of the Christian Medical and Dental Association, representing doctors across the country. The University of Mary in North Dakota was also involved in the lawsuit, and we got a great court ruling from a federal judge saying that regulation was unlawful, violated religious freedom, and stopping that regulation in its tracks. So two major threats to religious freedom under Obamacare, fortunately resulting in two major court victories, but we're not entirely out of the woods yet.
Yeah, and that was law. That was passed by Congress and put in as law. And to think that they had to go to the length they did just to get back to common sense is unbelievable. How is religious freedom being threatened right now in a broad sense?
I think a lot of Americans are really waking up to the fact that the right of religious freedom, which we've had in this country for so long, is facing renewed threats and renewed attacks. And I address this at length in my book, free to believe, trying to help ordinary Americans, you know, not using legalese, but everyday Americans. Why does religious freedom matter? How is it threatened today? And what can we do about it? And as far as how it's threatened today, I run through what I call the five major areas of religious freedom conflicts today. One has to do with anti-discrimination laws and how those are being applied to religious groups and really threatening religious organizations, whether that's religious schools, even churches or religious student groups on campus, labeling them discriminators simply because they want their workers and their leaders to adhere to their core religious beliefs. So we're representing student groups on state university campuses that have been kicked off campus just because they want their leaders to agree with their religious beliefs. That's a major issue.
I'd like you to go through all of them, but I want to take a quick break and we'll come back with more. We're chatting with Luke Goodrich. The book is Free to Believe, The Battle Over Religious Liberty in America. It's here. It is here, folks. You just have to look for it, and it's certainly something we need to defend. So great information in this book to help us all understand it a little bit better. More coming up. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Years before, it's not political. Previous administration made a different choice. They chose to underwrite and appease. We have chosen to confront and contain. Those are different strategies. We believe ours is successful, and we ultimately believe it will be successful, making Iran behave like a normal nation. We'll deny them the capacity to build out their nuclear program and threaten not only Americans and our allies to keep Americans safe, which is our mission set, but also to create enhanced stability throughout the Middle East. We're confident that that's the case. North Korea, which you asked
Mike,
about.
Mike Pompeo, very, I think, succinct way of explaining the difference of the policies, is a complete flip from the Obama administration. He's talking about, obviously, the strike on the Iranian general. Underwrite and appease is what the Obama administration did, and we are taking a different. We're going to go a different route. So, I think that's confront, contain, do what we have to do. Well said. Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons, started in 1908. Originally, Bismarck was the beneficiary of their services. That's where it all started, but it's now grown all across North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. They're a link service contractor, have been since the early 90s, and what they do is give you the chance to have cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements so you know the bottom line. It's certain if you're building or business owner. And right now they're maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Legendary service for commercial and residential heating, cooling, and plumbing throughout the entire region. I look forward to serving you for the next 100 years. H.A. Thompson and Sons. Online at hatandsons.com. More of our conversation with Luke Goodrich, author of Free to Believe, The Battle Over Religious Liberty in America. He defended the good folks at Little Sisters of the Poor and Hobby Lobby, one of their cases that they took on. And we're talking about some examples of religious freedom that are being threatened. I think you were on point. You were just about to go to point two, if I recall.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. So, I wrote Free to Believe to help ordinary Americans understand how religious freedom is threatened and what we can do about it. And you asked about the top threats, and I address five big ones in the book. One is anti-discrimination laws being applied to religious groups to stop them from choosing their leaders and workers in accordance with their religious beliefs. Second big one is the area of abortion, and increasing attempts by the government to force religious groups to fund and support abortion, like we saw in the Hobby Lobby and Little Sisters of the Poor cases. Third big area is the area of gay rights, and increasing attempts by the government to brand religious groups as bigots and as discriminators and punish them because of their traditional religious beliefs about marriage. And an example of that, I'm representing a religious adoption and foster care agency, and the city of Philadelphia is shutting them down because of their religious beliefs about marriage. Last two major areas, one is the public square and attempts by the government to eradicate religious symbols and just eradicate religion from the public square and exhibiting hostility toward religion. And then the last area is the challenge to religious freedom posed by the increasing number of religious minorities, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, and how is our legal system going to respond to increasing religious diversity? So all Americans, I think, need to wake up to the changed landscape in our country, and I think my book, Free to Believe, will help all of us understand what the real issues are and what we can do in our everyday lives to preserve religious freedom for generations to come.
One of the things I appreciate about your book is you give some tools on responses to all of this. Once you find it, you're concerned about it, how to respond to it with confidence, number one, and knowing what the founding fathers envisioned for this, but also grace, because sometimes these can get turn rather ugly, right?
That's absolutely right. I think a lot of us, when we first wake up to the changed landscape and the religious freedom threats at hand, it's really natural to respond with fear, fear of losing our rights, fear of losing what the founding fathers wrote into the Constitution. But in my book, I try to offer reasons why we as Americans and as Christians, if we are Christian, can respond to these threats with confidence, with hope, and even with joy. And number one, as Americans, we have a lot of reason for confidence. You know, we have a strong constitutional guarantee of religious freedom. We have a Supreme Court that has repeatedly ruled in favor of religious freedom. And I've seen this even in my own work at the Beckett Fund. We have, over the last quarter century, we have a 90% win rate across all of our cases, and we're undefeated in the U.S. Supreme Court. So we don't have to take a Chicken Little posture that everything is lost. But there are some significant threats, and we can approach those with wisdom and with confidence so that we can keep enjoying religious freedom for generations to come.
I want to ask you a little bit about something that has, you know, the Christianity Today op-ed, obviously, not a magazine with much credibility in the Christian world or Christian leaders anymore, but nonetheless was, of course, used widely by the mainstream media to say, wow. And we have examples of it here locally as well, written about, hey, you know, you can't be for Trump and be a Christian. You're not Christian. If that whole thing. I realize that isn't, necessarily taking away religious freedom, but it is, in my mind, a kind of bigotry where one Christian is saying you're a better Christian than the other Christian. What do you make of those arguments?
Yeah, I think it's kind of dicey when we as Christians get into telling one another who you have to vote for in order to be a Christian. That's not really my field. I focus like a laser on religious freedom. And, you know, no president, no politician is perfect. And I am a Christian. I look to Scripture. It says we don't put our trust in princes. But if you do look at the field of religious freedom, there's been a lot of good things that have come out of this administration. Many of the judges he's appointed are very strong on religious freedom. And just Little Sisters of the Poor and the transgender regulation that I pointed to earlier, where we won those court victories, the Trump administration has revised those regulations to protect the Little Sisters of the Poor and to protect doctors and hospitals so they aren't forced to perform gender transition procedures or abortion in violation of their religious beliefs. So I'm not going to tell anybody how to vote. And, you know, President Trump has good things and bad things. But when it comes to religious freedom, we have seen some good progress under this administration.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. That argument of what had been done in the way of defending religious freedom by this administration was absent from most of that debate. So a little strange there, for sure. Texter says only Christians are being forced to violate their consciences. Is that right?
Well, I think that's the biggest change in the last 20 years is, you know, traditional Christian beliefs about marriage, about human life and abortion, about absolute truth. For most of our nation's history, even if those Christian beliefs weren't uniformly held, they were not controversial. Nowadays, those traditional Christian beliefs are increasingly viewed as a threat to progress on, you know, in modern culture. And we are seeing an increasing number of religious freedom conflicts where Christians are forced to choose between their faith and facing government punishment.
Congrats on the book. I hope folks get it, and we'll have you back. I know Jerome Richter from the University of Mary, a friend of mine, a big fan of yours as well, tipped me to the book that you were doing. And as you mentioned earlier, of course, you did some good work for them as well. Thanks for what you do, and appreciate the time today.
Scott, thanks so much for having me.
Free to Believe. The Battle Over Religious Liberty in America, Luke Goodrich, our guest on What's On Your Mind. More coming up. Don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just wrapping up a news conference at the State Department discussing the airstrike that killed a top Iranian military leader in Iraq a few days ago. After the foreign minister of Iran says that Qasem Soleimani was in Iraq on a diplomatic mission, Pompeo says...
His first statement that is Soleimani was traveling to Baghdad on a diplomatic mission. Anybody here believe that? Is there any history that would indicate that it was remotely possible that this kind gentleman, this diplomat of great order, Qasem Soleimani, had traveled to Baghdad for the idea of conducting a peace mission?
I made your reporters laugh this morning. That's fantastic. We know that wasn't true.
As Puerto Rico continues to assess damage from an earthquake there yesterday, two more strike today. At least one person is dead. At least eight people have been injured. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
One texter, I missed a couple of these during the show, I apologize, but in our conversation with Luke Goodrich from the author of Free to Believe and a lawyer who spends his life at the Beckett Fund winning Supreme Court victories for clients and working on religious freedom. Somebody said our religious protection was destroyed when the blue law was ripped from us in North Dakota. Now, I was not a fan of the blue laws going away. I just thought it was a neat little piece of history, even though the world had changed considerably, obviously. But I don't know that we can say by it being gone, blue laws being gone, that religious freedom is ripped away from us, because we still are free to do whatever we want, right? Now, if you work at a place, you know, I guess you'd have to say, oh, I'm going to work somewhere else. But anyway, appreciate the comment very much. We had, here's a comment. I was wondering if you could tell me who you had on the show about a month or so ago was talking about the crop reports and how they're manipulated. You had a senator on at the same time. They said they were working on that. That's NASS. NASS is the acronym that allows people to say NAS. It's actually the National Agriculture Statistics Service. And you are talking about a comment that has been made not only to Senator Hovind, but Senator Cramer and others consistently on the program because people are concerned that they're manipulating the numbers and, their data is flawed. And so there is some work being done on this at the USDA, and I believe the last time Senator Cramer told me something about this was that we were near some sort of a better understanding of what the problem was and how they plan to fix it. I'm paraphrasing, and I don't remember the exact conversation, but I certainly will do some checking on that and appreciate the call. Have we got the Toms on? Okay, you let me know when you got Mr. Sawyer there, and we'll crank with our guests. I can't find the text, but somebody said, Scott, we need to have more people hear that host at the Golden Globe Awards. Ricky Survey? Is that how you say his last name? Is it Ricky Survey, Kev?
Gervais.
Oh, yeah. It's much fancier. Ricky Gervais. And he is a bit of a hero, I think, because he laid it on. So I'll play it for you since we're waiting for Tom here. Go ahead and roll it.
All right, here we go.
But the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent. If you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and... So,
And F off.
Yeah.
It's already 3 hours long.
So that was beautiful because, and before that, what he was talking about was, you know, sweatshops and, you know, some of these companies, Apple, Amazon, they do things that liberals claim to hate.
Nike.
Right? Horrible things. Yet they work for them and they make millions from them, okay? They're making a lot of money from them. And so he's saying, number one, you're a hypocrite. Number two, what education do you have in anything? What education do you have about a darn thing? So I don't want to hear it. Greta Thunberg has more education than you do. It was pretty good. What it was, I think, one of those moments where we've always had the belief that, you know, shut up, what do you know? I'd be like, just sing and act and, you know, whatever, right? I think a lot of people watch that and get upset by it, but there seems to be no understanding of it within the circle, like within them. And this guy is sort of, you know, like, it's almost like truth to power. He's facing down the Hollywood elite, pointing at him and saying, who are you kidding? Incidentally, there were no Trump comments made by any of the award recipients. I guess they pivoted to global warming.
Yeah, it was all about climate change.
Yeah, how are the experts on that? Exactly.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston said.
Yeah. All right. Tommy Canville is here from EyeSight RPV Services. And we do or don't have Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky. Okay, we're working on Tom. He was in the dentist chair, I think, Tommy, right? He was fighting the dentist.
Yeah, he had that hockey player smile from San Antonio, and he was getting a new tooth put in. So
hard at it today. By the way, Tom Canville from EyeSight RPV Services. Tom Sawyer will join us in a bit from Grand Sky. This is Drones, Planes, and People. It's a conversation we have once a month on the program mostly about what's happening across the region because of drones. Grand Sky is this incredible project that hosts Northrop Grumman and General Atomics and Harris and others. Tom is an entrepreneur. He's seen this promise and started a company, EyeSight RPV Services, and now provides these services all over. That's normally what we talk about. I thought today, just because this story of what happened in Iran, I don't know how much we sort of compute all this information, but, you know, there was a day if we wanted to take out a bad actor, a general of a military army competing with us that was meaning to do us harm, we would have to do, you know, months of work, set up in the region, figure out how to chopper in there and then get them off, then covert action, all kinds of things. In this case, we send a drone. Tom, I don't know if people realize that number one, that capability is there to do the good that did, in this incident. But then also the fact that, it's changed things in such a way and also provides a lot of other opportunity for a lot of other things. What is your thoughts on the capability of these drones in a military sense where this all started?
Well, I mean, Scott, what's really unique about the technology is that we the operators and our armed forces are not in harm's way, and our accuracy is highest it's ever been. So we don't necessarily have less people working on the attack or project, but they're not in harm's way, which is a game changer because they're safely running the aircraft from somewhere else, and the accuracy and the data that comes down from these drones is amazing. And the drone that they use is similar to the drones that are at Grand Sky or at the Happy Hooligans in Fargo. I'm not sure which General Atomics Predator model it was, but it was that aircraft brand. So it's just it's great to be able to be effective, but not put our people in harm's way, you know.
So that's the Predator. So describe the Predator compared to, for instance, the drones that you're using to fly a pipeline route as an example, or check some farmland or power lines or something. What is the difference in the two size wise and capability wise?
So the Predator is like a corporate aircraft size type of aircraft, but very fuel efficient, can stay in the air for hours. and they go at altitudes that are extremely high because there's nobody on board. And then when they, I don't know what altitudes that they actually are armed at, but and then there's the big ones that Northrop Grumman has, the Global Hawk, which go up at 60,000 feet and can fly halfway around the world and back in 30-some hours. And then we have the smalls, like I have, and then under mine are the micros, the tiny ones. But mine are under 55 pounds. Currently today we have to be line of sight, but, you know, I bought a gas-powered one now that'll stay in the air 5 hours, which will take down a lot of data. But we have to stay in, at altitudes that the FAA tells us and follow the rules. The military is flying in military airspace. They're in theater, so there's a lot less rules from that standpoint. But, you know, what's so cool is North Dakota is training, whether it's the military people or the civilian people, leading edge technology to operate these drones, you know, and they're the fanciest toys in the market, right? So it's really neat that we're leading the tech edge on in this industry.
Boy, is it ever. So tell me, for instance, from the, you know, the example that we're talking about in Iraq, we've talked to this Iranian general, we've got the military intelligence of, you know, where he's going to be, when he's going to be. How high is that drone? How high up is that drone? Is it going to come down for the attack, or does it stay that far
you
up?
Know, I think it stays relatively high and uncensored, but I don't exactly know that, Scott. But I think it, because of the type of technology on the missiles or whatever they were using on that aircraft, I think that they can, you know, launch them from miles away. So, but I don't actually know what, I didn't read up on what altitudes and what's out there. It's probably still restricted, you know.
Something you've taught me about the drones is really it's all about the payload. It's less necessary, you know, there's different frames that can do different work, but the payload is the big thing. In the case of the present, we delivered the you know, the terrorist general, obviously it was a missile. You as a commercial operator of drones, you can't have that kind of payload, right? The payload is yeah. So I mean, this is, people shouldn't worry about drones or these being used in the United States as having some capability like this, correct?
Yeah. So it's two forms, Scott. The payload is, in my eyes, is the sensor that's tracking maybe that general's moving vehicle or the building he's in, and then they can arm the drone like you'd arm a fighter plane. So it's two separate things, and. The drones that fly around the U.S. and that we practice with and that we all have are never armed. But obviously the ones in theater are when they need to be. They're very slow and slow moving and but hard to find assets of the military and then are very, very accurate on real-time data, you know.
Harold in Reeder has a question. Go ahead, Harold. You're up on drones, planes, and people.
We're hearing stories about drones down in Colorado and Nebraska that are unidentified, can not be required to put transponders in these drones that would identify themselves and lead back to whoever's owns the drone?
So the FAA is working diligently on how to form the rules around civilian use of drones. All the drones we operate have FAA tail numbers just like an airplane. And then they're coming to a time where we'll have the transponder or what today's language is ADS-B out. And so that will be able to be picked up on radar and then tell my tail number. However, because we're in the growing stages of this right now, there's probably a million drones out there that are called the hobbyist drones, which if they buy it and aren't going to use it for commercial operations, they're kind of open to do in a way what they want. But they should be following our...
Hold tight. More coming up after
Hi,
this, folks.
Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel.
offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next day, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Todd, tell us about Schlong, would you?
Okay. What's on your mind? Powered by Schwan, BuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. We're just around the corner from the indoor used car sale, so stand by for more info about that. You don't have to wait. You can shop in whatever degree comfort your thermostat's set at right now at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, questions or comments always welcome on planes, drones, and people. Chatting with Tommy Kenville from EyeSight RPV Services. And Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky joins us on a regular basis today in a dentist chair. Did you try him back one more time, Daniel? One more time. We'll try him. But just see if we could do, and it'd be kind of fun to have somebody actually have to be asked questions and be in the dentist chair at the same time.
What if they have all that stuff in their mouth, though?
But Gary in Jamestown is here with a question for Tommy Kendall. Go ahead, Gary. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Do these drones, do they fly frequently over South Central North Dakota? I've noticed, my brothers noticed at night that, you see these planes coming from the west, a single light no blinking lights on them, and they seem to be going east. Maybe they're flying training. And another question I have is, are these drones, are they sturdy enough to fly through a thunderhead?
So, sir, on your first question, I don't know where the Happy Hooligans in Fargo do their test flying. I do know where the Grand Sky and the Grand Forks military does their flying. Most of the drones that would be out at night would have a chase plane behind them currently. So I'm not really certain what those are. I could do some more working, checking into that. As far as weather goes, our small drones for sure are not qualified. And many of the big drones do not have the same equipment on them that you would need to be an all-weather aircraft. But I do believe they're working that in that direction.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 258-0550-701, 258-0550. And don't forget, 24-7 on our Oasis Petroleum Hotline. I mean, you got a question, think about it. Just call us, and we'll use it in the next segment that we do with the fellows here talking about this exciting technology. It was just really I'm excited about it because it's jobs, it's careers, it's opportunity, it's getting us in a space that is just very promising for the future and what it presents in the way of an industry that would excite the workforce of tomorrow. So that's why I like about it. What's new, Tom? Anything new happening industry-wide, Grand Sky, or with your company, EyeSight RPV Services?
Well, yeah, Scott, I mean, you know me. I've been in aviation for 30-some years, and we always used to have to, fight for the rest of the country to learn how to even spell North Dakota. And with the test site and with our Codell and Senator Hovind taking the lead, we have people at the FAA every month from the test site, and we're doing leading edge things here, and that is so neat. And you tie that with our technology governor and our legislative leadership. I mean, the biggest thing happening here is that we're going to have radar throughout the state so that we'll be the first state to be able to fly beyond line of sight on a normal basis. And the second radar should go in a year from right now. The first radar is up and we're practicing. So we're working out the bugs and making sure it's safe, but the drones are going to affect everybody's industry shortly.
Can you talk about once that beyond line of sight is available and the radar's up and operational, how much more activity, how much more entrepreneurial action will be happening, how many more businesses created? What do you think that means?
Well, like the caller from Jamestown, Scott, they'll have a radar in that region sometime, right? Or in Watford City or, wherever, down by Wahpeton. And a guy like me will be able to launch a gas-powered smaller drone and put its flight pattern up. The radar will pick up the drone. The drone will have to sense and avoid the manned aircraft, but everybody will be able to see everybody. And so that's just total game-changing because now we don't have to be in line of sight. Today, when I go do a job, I have to keep the drone within a mile and a half of my operator at all times for safety procedures. So now all industries, I think agriculture and energy will be huge, huge winners with this radar in our state because now they can do so many things less expensively and quicker and grab important data for their industry. So I am so thankful for our legislature and our governor's office for planning ahead, taking the risk, and the test site for leading the charge. That it's really going to open up our skies to many, many people coming here and testing their equipment, and then the end users of the industry people having better assets to get their work done better.
We're short on time here, but Brian in West Fargo, let's get you in quick with a question.
Hi, my question is, when the military is flying drones over in, let's say, Iraq or Baghdad, Iraq, where they took out this general, and they're flying them from Fargo, what kind of delay is there from the time you guys give an order to the drone and the drone recognizes that order and commits?
To my knowledge, none. I mean, the type of technology they're using is unbelievable. I'm not right in on that, but I do know that our pilots are operating drones around the world, and then pilots from around the world are operating drones back here.
Incredible. Tommy, tell folks how to get a hold of you at EyeSight RPV Services.
They can EyeSightRPV.com.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auction Company, and from all of us at Piper's Auction Realty and Land Management, we wish all of you a safe and merry holiday season and a prosperous new year. Piper's 2020 equipment auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including premier farm retirement auctions in New England, Martin, Harvey, Sharon, Church's Ferry, Jamestown, Rolette, Tuttle, Bowman, and Steele, and also in Starbuck, Minnesota. To book your land or equipment auctions, contact Piper's today. Full equipment inventories and all of our Piper's 2020 land and lease auction listings are available at Piper's.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.